This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistan's top civilian and military leaders will carry out a security review on Friday on the standoff with Iran, the information minister said, after the neighbors carried out drone and missile strikes on militant bases on each other's territory. The tit-for-tat strikes by the two countries are the highest-profile cross-border intrusions in recent years and have raised alarm about wider instability in the Middle East since the war between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas erupted on October 7th. Pressure is mounting on Israel and its main ally, the U.S., as humanitarian officials say Gaza's health system is collapsing under the weight of tens of thousands of casualties, and the European Union Parliament passes a ceasefire resolution. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
The U.S. support of Israel as it continues its operation to eliminate Hamas has had global fallout, with the European Parliament on Thursday handily passing a resolution that calls for a permanent ceasefire on the condition that the Hamas militant group be eliminated and that its hostages be released. President Joe Biden, who has resisted calls for a ceasefire, said Thursday, "We've got a long way to go in the conflict." And while Israel's president acknowledged that the operation has harshly affected the 2 million residents of Gaza, he says Israel has no choice but to continue. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Trucks carrying aid were seen entering the Gaza Strip from Egypt through the Rafah border crossing on Friday. Israel has cut off all but a trickle of supplies into the besieged Gaza Strip, including food, water, and fuel. Several dozen trucks with critical supplies now enter the territory each day, just a fraction of the pre-war volume of about 500 trucks. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday approved a stopgap bill to fund the federal government through early March and avert a partial government shutdown, but House Speaker Mike Johnson could see backlash from his fellow party members. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
This third stopgap funding bill would simply extend last fiscal year's spending levels until two deadlines of March 1st and March 8th for completing action of spending for various government agencies. With temporary funding now sorted, the focus shifts to the need to pass the 12 bills providing the four-year budget. In the House, Johnson could face blowback from hardline members of his party who oppose such stopgap funding bills without deep spending cuts. Their disapproval led to the toppling of Johnson's predecessor, Kevin McCarthy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Another round of weather chaos is socking states on both U.S. coasts on Friday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor of the National Weather Service says expect more snow and frigid temperatures in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York, where yesterday a plane slid off a snowy taxiway in Rochester.
Storm system moves through and brings the snow. It's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
And on the West Coast, Oregon's governor has declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and the tragedy in which a pregnant woman, her 15-year-old brother, and her boyfriend slipped on ice and touched a downed live wire. All three were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week, as it continues to blame its rivals for raising tensions in the region. The purported drone test came days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared he would scrap his country's long-standing goal of a peaceful reunification with South Korea and that his country would rewrite its constitution to define South Korea as its most hostile foreign adversary. South Korea's military says North Korea has exaggerated the drone's capabilities. Video footage released by an organization that works with North Korean defectors shows North Korean authorities publicly sentencing two teenagers to 12 years hard labor for watching Korean pop music or K-pop. The footage shows the two 16-year-olds in Pyongyang convicted of watching South Korean movies and music videos and was released by the South and North Development Institute. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.